This is the main menu, which has links to the course content. The course is divided into 5 sections, which must all be completed before access to the end of course assessment is available. Module 1. Fire Marshal Roles and Responsibilities, including responsible and competent persons and legislation. Module 2. Identifying and Managing Risks. Module 3. Fire Science and Behaviour. Module 4. Firefighting Equipment and Procedures. Module 5. Fire Evacuation Procedures. Click on Fire Marshal Role and Responsibilities to begin the course. Responsibilities. Click on all the tabs below to view your responsibilities as a fire marshal. Daily observation checks. Helping to prevent fires occurring by carrying out daily observation checks and identifying and reporting risks to the lead fire marshal, if one has been appointed. Emergency evacuation procedures. Assisting in emergency evacuation procedures using the Site Fire Evacuation Plan, including an awareness of vulnerable persons and the assistance that may be required during an evacuation. Escape routes. Directing people to assembly points and fire exits. An awareness of all escape routes in the premises is important. It allows fire marshals to coordinate and evacuate effectively. It also maintains knowledge of the alternatives should an escape route become compromised. Training. Attending training to become specially trained to competently extinguish small fires, using the correct fire extinguisher or fire blanket if safe to do so. Assisting the lead fire marshal. Assisting the lead fire marshal by safely checking and confirming that staff have evacuated the premises. Additionally, a personal emergency evacuation procedure, PEEP, may be required for individuals, both staff and visitors, requiring assistance when evacuating. A fire marshal must be aware if there are staff present with a PEEP in place. This is recorded by HR prior to the member of staff commencing work and is communicated to the fire marshals by the lead fire marshal or line manager.